USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like Attorney General William Barr is not going to show up to testify at today's House committee hearing. In a statement, a Justice Department spokesman says Barr will skip the hearing because of plans to have committee staffers question him. The department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Meanwhile, at a Senate hearing yesterday, some Democrats were accusing Barr of lying and protecting President Trump rather than acting as an attorney general. Democratic Congresswoman Mazie Hirono.
Being attorney general of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Republican chairman of that panel, Lindsey Graham, accused Hirono of slandering Barr. In his testimony, Barr stood by the way he's handled the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
A Florida bill allowing teachers to bring guns to class is expected to become law. The bill will go to the governor's desk after it was passed by the Florida House of Representatives yesterday, and if signed, it would allow school districts in Florida to decide if teachers can participate in the Voluntary Guardian Program after passing a 144-hour training course. Violent protests continue in Venezuela. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Soldiers filled the streets with tear gas, disrupting demonstrations. Opposition leader Juan Guaido had his protesters marching to try to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro, but he still remains in control of most of the military. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the U.S. is still pushing for Maduro to step down.
It's extraordinarily fluid, and it's almost day to day.
I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Today is the National Day of Prayer. It was marked at the White House last evening, though, with a dinner in which President Trump and First Lady Melania hosted about 100 faith leaders.
Tonight we break bread together, united by our love of God, and we renew our resolve to protect the sacred freedom of religion.
The president, in his remarks, also calling to mind the recent attacks, including a shooting at a California synagogue and terrorist bombings at Christian churches in Sri Lanka on Easter Day. A Scientology cruise ship with 300 passengers aboard is now under quarantine in the Caribbean because of measles. That 440-foot Free Winds, owned by the Church of Scientology in Port Nawet, St. Lucia. One crew member is confirmed to have a case of the measles. While no one's allowed to leave the ship is set to leave port tonight. Investigators believe the suspect in the UNC Charlotte shootings intentionally targeted the scene of the crime, as witnesses say Tristan Terrell walked into an anthropology lecture in the Kennedy Building on Tuesday night and opened fire, killing two students and injuring four others. He's to be in court today. And if you like to play Scrabble, be advised, a lot of words are now fair game in that game. In fact, more than 2,800 new words have been added to the latest edition of the Collins Official Scrabble Words Book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.